The committee's lack of consensus means it officially made no recommendation to the full legislature on whether to punish Chippewa Falls independent Jeff Wood. Wood has been arrested 5 times for operating while intoxicated. 3 of those arrests occurred after he was elected and within roughly a year of one another. 3 Republicans on a special panel examining the case wanted Wood expelled from the legislature. New Berlin GOP Assemblyman Mark Gundrum said he wasn't sure Wood should be ousted after a 4th OWI arrest, but Wood's 5th arrest convinced him.
There's an incredible lack of judgment when you have a 4th one against you and within weeks you're getting behind the wheel of a car again to the point of falling over, and his own testimony doesn't even remember. Woke up in the jail cell. That's scary.
3 Democratic lawmakers on the panel wanted to reprimand Wood, which is essentially a statement of disapproval from the legislature. Committee Chair Mary Hubler told her colleagues that to go any further would set the legislature up for embarrassment, should Wood be cleared of any of the cases still pending.
He's been found guilty of nothing. The people in his district have not decided to recall him. They could have done that in January. They decided not to do that.
Even though the committee split, the full legislature could still consider this issue and decide things differently. Republican Representative Steve Nassis promised he'll use a parliamentary tactic to force a vote on Wood's expulsion if it doesn't get scheduled by legislative leaders. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.